Now, from sound beneath the waves to sound above ground. Birds do it. Bats do it. Now even educated people do it. We're talking about echolocation, the process whereby animals emit sounds to locate objects. A team of researchers has created an algorithm that lets us see with sound. Yvonne Dokmanic of the École Polytechnique Fédérale in Switzerland says the project kicked off with a question.
Is it possible to just produce a sound and be like Batman, or just hear the shape of the room, right? So it's like Dark Knight style.
You've turned every cell phone in Gotham into a microphone.
And a high-frequency generator receiver.
Only Dokmanic's technology uses microphones in a different way. First, you set up a few of them around a room.
Hook these microphones up to an amplifier and to a computer, produce some sound, and then just calculate the shape of the room based on the echoes that you receive from the walls in the room. Times when these echoes arrive enable us, using some mathematical tools, to determine where the walls actually are.
So how could we actually apply this technology in the real world? Well, for one thing, let's say you're building a concert hall and you know exactly what kind of sound you want.
In architecture or acoustics, you could really say, okay, this is how I want my room to sound, and then just plug this into our algorithm, and then this algorithm would produce the room that produces these echoes.
Or the technology could be used as an aid for the blind, providing optic feedback.
Saying, okay, you know, the general form of the room is like this, or there are obstacles here and there, and, you know, be careful.
It could also come in handy when solving a crime if there happens to be a recording of it.
You can imagine that you could actually reconstruct the room where the sound was recorded.
But these applications aren't available for the public just yet. As to when we might see them, Yvonne Dokmanic is optimistic but realistic.
I hope not too long, but I guess the realistic horizon is maybe 2 years to get something that's really usable by everyone.
Dokmanic says he and his team are raising funds to expand the technology. They hope to turn it into an app coming soon to a smartphone screen near you.